Sunday weather from Boston to La Jolla. This is Dr. Dave. We had a very pleasant Easter and Passover over much of the country today, and we still have months before summer, but you'd never know it in some spots. Much warmer than average temperatures in the West and Central U.S., and we'll have to talk about elevated wildfire risks. The Southwest to Upper Midwest will see temperatures 15 to 25 degrees above normal, in temperatures in the upper 90s to over 100 in parts of California, Arizona, and Nevada. These warm to hot temperatures, combined with dry soils and low relative humidities and gusty winds, leads to high potentials for wildfire weather. This is true for parts of Montana down to the Four Corners region of Utah, Arizona, Colorado, and New Mexico. But we've got showers and thunderstorms in other parts of the country, and we'll have more about that in my next report. I'm Dr. Dave Iser, staff meteorologist for Sterling on Sunday. Next, weather at 6 and 36 past every hour on Sterling on Sunday.
Man, is he good. He is fantastic. Dr. Dave Iser, thank you very, very much. What an honor to have Dr. Dave, a real meteorologist and a real broadcaster, being part of Sterling on Sunday. I got so lucky. I love John Weatherby. He's fantastic. And for good reasons, he had another opportunity. He decided he wanted to be paid. No hard feelings. Thank you, John Weatherby. On the air, I said, is there another meteorologist who listens to this show? Dr. Dave called in instantly as though he had won something on The Price is Right. And, oh, my gosh, there he is. Now, I knew Dr. Dave in college. We were both on South Campus at Syracuse University. And he was a larger-than-life character. He immediately left Syracuse University when he graduated, and he went to Ready WLS-TV in Chicago as a meteorologist. You don't go from college to WLS-TV when it was owned by ABC, a real company. You don't go there unless you're fantastic. And he was fantastic. And then I'm listening to him now, and he's fantastic. He'll have another report for you at 36 past the hour, 36 past the hour. I'm Walter M. Sterling. This is Sterling on Sunday. It's a three-hour giant network radio show. We go coast to coast from Portland to Portland. Isn't that amazing? We're on WLOB in Portland, Maine. I love the fact that we're on WLOB in Portland, Maine, a very important radio station, one that signifies the Lobster Network. I'm not kidding you. In Maine, there's a thing called the Lobster Network, and how appropriate that I had lobster frittatas for lunch today on Easter Sunday. Is there no more remarkable holiday than Easter? It is truly a remarkable holiday, and you and I will talk about that in just seconds. But first, I get emails, I get Facebook posts, I get a lot of questions about how is my daughter? My daughter is 18. She's going to Syracuse University. She was quarantined most of this semester. Most of last semester, she's been in quarantine at Syracuse University, so she doesn't get COVID. She has COVID. This week, she tested positive. Now, what are her symptoms? Looks like a bad sinus infection to me. That's what it seems to be. Because she's 18, she's otherwise healthy, she has what is, in fact, a bad sinus infection. Let's hope it doesn't progress from there. But what does this mean, being quarantined at Syracuse University or any university? It means you can't see your friends, you can't get packages, you can't go outside. Well, what if she goes outside? She gets suspended! That's what happens, she gets suspended. Is there any science behind this, all these people who are obsessed with science? No, there's no science behind it. I will tell you where there's science. Ready? A month ago, I got the first vaccine. Everything was fine. I was a real man. I went to the Rite Aid 400 miles from my home with my current wife. Then we had a lovely lunch in a bad diner. It was fine. No reaction, nothing. This week, Monday, I went out after my show. We go to the vaccine place 400 miles from my home. Now, there's a Rite Aid next to my home that I could walk to, but no, we couldn't go there. How stupid. What genius came up with this? What genius came up with this planning? Why can't I go to my doctor to get a vaccine? Why do I have to go to a parking lot or a strange room in a pharmacy that you didn't even know existed? Like a fourth world country. We're getting vaccines in strange lands. All right, so I get the second vaccine. I'm Walter M. Sterling. This is a three-hour show on Sunday nights. Let me repeat, it's a three-hour tour on Sunday nights. And you and I get to share it. Isn't this spectacular? What, is he live? Yes, I'm live, which means at a random point you can call in and threaten me. You can call in at any time, and you and I will talk. You can win prizes for guessing the mystery voice, always that of a young, nubile starlet. You can win prizes. You'll win an actual prize if you guess the mystery voice. All right, now, I get the second vaccine this week, vaccine number two. What happens? After about 3 hours, I'm not feeling so great. After 6 hours, I'm lying in bed. At the eight-hour mark, I can't move. I'm having the second vaccine, and at the eight-hour mark, I can't move. What does that mean? It means I can't roll over. It means I can't go to the bathroom. That's what it means. It's about 6 o'clock at night. At 12:30 the next day, I wake up. I slept from 6 p.m. to 12:30 the next day. And I'm disoriented. I'm not sure, is it day, night? I'm not sure what day of the week it is. But I am weaker than I've ever been. Maybe when I was, in my 20s and I had the flu. It was horrible. And plus, it had that special effect of not knowing when it's going to end. That was my experience with vaccine number two. I figured that was permanent. That's what was going to happen. I was just going to be sick, forever. The next day, pretty much couldn't move, couldn't roll over. And by the third day, it started to ease up, and it eased up very fast. I woke up, I got up and went to the store. I realized, oh, wait a minute, I'm in a store. I'm okay. It took 3 days for the side effects to wear off from the second vaccine. I was glad I got it, but this was bad news. And I'm sure others have had worse. What did I have? Extreme muscle weakness and extreme fatigue. That was my experience with vaccine number two. I'm Walter Sterling. You and I can talk. You ready? You want my phone number? Here you go. 888-688-9258. 888-688-9258. 888-688-9258. A stunning story about people who don't fit in. Our Midnight Misfits, what has been learned about you is what we've always suspected. Plus, I've got the usual edition, drive-through brew. What else do I have? Florida stories. And this is a very special night. 100th episode of Florida stories. 100th episode of Florida stories. Thank you, James, for that. This is Sterling on Sunday.
This is Velo Hul of Muskegon, Michigan. Millions of people around the world visit a subculture called FishTube on YouTube. Later tonight on Sterling on Sunday.
Today you're going to hear a very special episode of Florida Stories. It's the 100th episode of Florida Stories, and on part one, we're going to cover such great topics. Oh, who am I kidding? It's going to be really, it's just dumb. It's really dumb. There's like a male stripper and everything, but it's episode 100. What do you want me to do? For Sterling on Sundays, I'm James Parker. That's coming up on part one of Florida Stories.
I'm Walter Sterling, and we have a brand new sponsor, and you're going to love them. If you enjoy wine, and who doesn't? Then you need to try Extreme Altitude Malbec from Argentina. This is an amazing red wine. Memorial Day, July 4th, you want to get extreme altitude Malbec from Argentina. Now, I'm telling you, you must act now. They ran a very small batch. This is a small batch wine. It is exclusive. You're one of the few people to even hear about it. They make the wine in remote vineyards at an altitude of 9,000 feet. These vineyards are miles from civilization. The result is the most amazing red wine. Now imagine, you stare into your glass, and it's like looking at your soul. These wines are healthier for you than other wines, with 10 times more longevity-boosting resveratrol and 90% less sugar. No dyes, no flavor additives. The best part, though, is the flavor. You'll taste blackberry, leather, smoke, and a little dark cherry. Head to sterlingwinesale.com, sterlingwinesale.com. You're getting top-quality foreign wine for about half the price. Now, my listeners get 50% off shipping today and 50% off Malbec's best wine. The holidays are coming. Memorial Day, July 4th. The pools are opening up. Summer is just around the corner. It is the perfect time to stock up on a great wine. Just head to sterlingwinesale.com, sterlingwinesale.com. That's sterlingwinesale.com.
Sterling on Sunday.
I'm Walter Sterling, and I've been telling you about Harry's and how they are not like other razor companies. Harry's is delivering their sharpest blade ever right now, and they aren't raising prices. These new blades are so sharp that in a study with men shaving four times a week, they reported that the new Harry's blade on their eighth shave is as smooth as the first. Harry's owns a German factory that's been honing razor blades for over 100 years. They source their steel from Sweden and own the entire manufacturing process from research to the factory floor. This allows them to keep prices low. They have a great introductory offer that I want you to take advantage of right now at harrys.com. It's all you need for a great shave. For $5, that's right, $5, and free shipping, you will receive a weighted rubberized handle, 5-blade razor cartridge foaming gel, and travel blade cover. Go to harrys.com, and get the $5 kit right now.
Where you're hearing things, where you're hearing things.
Sterling on Sunday.
You go pop to the shops and you buy some Wotsits, some cheesy Wotsits. Are they cheesy Wotsits? They are. Really,
and how do members Wotsits of the royal family celebrate really Easter? Here's Sarah Ferguson exploring snack foods.
And you put your cheesy Wotsits, which of course carrots, of course are carrots. Come on, and you put your cheesy Wotsits in your piping bag. You then take the piping bag, and you then. I think you could put an elastic band around the top if you want to, because you don't want all the carrots to fall out and so all the bunnies eat them, do you? So then you put an elastic band around the top like that. That works very well. Well done. See, look at that. Place it in your basket. Then you take the grass. This is the grass. Of course it's grass. Of course it's grass. And you place it around the top and you do a little bow like this. I think the elves must be very sleepy today, because this is the second time for arts and crafts that I've managed to do it.
And it's always good to listen to Donald Trump explain how to keep a marriage successful.
You're not working at this.
No, because, look, I work very hard from early in the morning to late in the evening. I don't want to go home and have to work at a relationship. I mean, that's it. A relationship, we have to work at it, in my opinion, doesn't work. So maybe I'm wrong.
Maybe you're wrong. And then once more. Let's celebrate the greatest sitcom to come along in decades, Kim's Convenience. It means Kim's Convenience Store, a brilliant show out of the CTC in Canada. Absolutely brilliant. 5 seasons. Funniest thing I have ever seen. And then the end of it is a tragic tale.
The black guy?
Jenny, don't be racist.
What?
You see guy in back?
Yeah.
What you think? Steer? Oh, no steer.
You saw him take something?
No, because he don't know steer. He don't know steer because he's a black guy, brown shoes.
He's not going to steal because he's a black guy with brown shoes on?
Black guy, brown shoes, that's a no steer. That's a cancel out combo.
Cancel out combo, got it.
One day you take over store, you have to know steal or no steal.
I'm not taking over the store ever.
White guy, white shoes, that's a steal. Brown woman, blue jacket, that's a no steal. But the lesbian, that's a girl who is the gay. If she's a whistling, she's a steal. But two lesbian, surprise, no steal. Even if a whistling, cancel out combo.
What about a fat Asian gay man with long straight hair and a black lesbian with a ponytail and cowboy boots? Together, steal or no steal?
That's impossible.
What's impossible?
The fat Asian gay.
Papa, there are Asians who are gay, you know.
I know, but the gay Asian is never fat. Only skinny Asian is gay. That's a rule. That's how they're doing like what? That. Yeah.
And what happened to that genius? It was canceled. Some idiot canceled it, not the CTC, not the actors. The actors were very happy to be working. No, the producers, they were like, oh, we're out of ideas, or they have other commitments they want to sign up for. Are you out of your mind? You're never going to get anything better than this. It's like quitting MASH. It's like quitting MASH in the 70s to go find yourself. No, bad idea. You don't go find yourself. You just keep working at a successful sitcom. That's the whole point. That's the whole point. It's something Tara Reid could have learned.
In the video, Tara Reid greeted the gathered cameras as she strutted onto the red carpet with Bella held in one arm. Moments later, her left ankle buckled and she fell, luckily away from Bella, as the little dog tumbled out of her grasp, before she joked to the gathered cameras, that did not work. Soon she was blithely back on her feet, and clutching both her pups, smiling and posing at the charity event.
It's a different kind of radio show. We don't just scream at the Democrats for 100 hours. Instead, we celebrate the things that are top of mind for 3 hours. Hi, this is a 1, 2, 3 hour show on WPHT, KXNT, KMBZ, FM. And WLOB in Bangor, Maine, and dozens more. We're on like 100 radio stations, actual radio stations, stations that people in those communities have heard of. I love being with you. This is the favorite thing I get to do every single week. Last week, we did a very deep probe, a music analysis of Bruce Springsteen songs, because I was always bothered by this lyric. I was like, what are the balls on his back? It rips the balls from your back. And he always sings about Jersey. Now, I grew up in North Jersey. He always sings about North Jersey. And then he sings about this. Have you ever seen Highway 9? It's one of those hideous roads that encircles Newark Airport. If you land in Jersey at Newark Airport, you're going to see Highway 9. You don't want to see Highway 9. You want blackout windows. You want everything dark. You don't want to be able to see Highway 9 because it is the ugliest road in America, and it's always under construction. Because it is such an ugly road, it was possible to me as a child and later in life that there were cages on Highway 9, that if I looked close enough, there would be prisons exposed to the road on Highway 9. That's what I thought he was singing about, real cages. Then Keith Mortensen, skilled, gifted motorcyclist, explained to me that to motorcycle enthusiasts, a cage is a four-wheel car. It's a car. I never knew it. He never explained it in the liner notes. Why didn't Bruce explain it in the liner notes? We were able to put that aside. Those are cars, four-wheelers. Okay, I got it. That's great. But the balls on your back, very confusing. Well, it turns out he isn't singing balls on your back. He's singing bones on your back. And many, many of my friends said, Walter, it's bones. He's singing, rips the bones from your back. And I listened again. It still sounds like balls to me. It still sounds like that. And then I thought, all right, let's pretend. Let's go along with this and say, Yeah, it rips the bones from your back. What the hell does that mean? What does that mean? And then we go to the quintessential challenge of Bruce Springsteen, the essence problem of Bruce Springsteen, which is he's always miserable. Every song is sheer misery, except for the beginning of Hungry Heart, where he sings, left a wife and kid in Baltimore, Jack. Left a wife and kid in Baltimore, Jack. And he's happy about it. He's thrilled about it. How about left a wife and kid in Boca? No, Baltimore. No, Baltimore. He didn't leave them in Boca. He left them in Baltimore, and that made him happy. Every one of his songs is angry and unhappy. Meanwhile, or mournful. Meanwhile, let's talk about Bruce Springsteen's life. He dumped that first insanely gorgeous wife, the supermodel wife. She was so cute. Dumped her. Then went back with Patti Schialfa, who he met, in high school, middle school, some, real Jersey girl. A real Jersey girl. She knew where to get sliders. She knew where to get pizza at the Jersey Shore. That's a real Jersey girl. A real Jersey girl knows the best locker in Seaside Heights in Jersey. That's a real Jersey girl. They know the best beach in Beach Haven on Long Beach Island. Those are real Jersey girls. Fine. So he goes back to her. Now they make a baby. And now the baby, a daughter, beautiful girl, she's an equestrian, a major equestrian. A major equestrian is someone who spends $20,000 every time they get on a horse. He can afford to put his daughter on a horse for $20,000 every time. And I congratulate you, Bruce, but you shouldn't be angry anymore. You should just be happy. And then he gets in his fancy car, and he drives and performs in his Broadway show. And, oh, gee, there was some trouble when he got in the car. Remember that trouble he had? Apparently, allegedly, and then he was let off for a DWI. And I'm glad he was. I hope to God he wasn't dumb enough to drive drunk. But he has no reason to be angry anymore. He has probably the second biggest house in Jersey. John Bon Jovi probably has the biggest house in Jersey. The two of them battle over who has the biggest. They probably fight over who's bigger. And there they are, staring at each other over the abyss. I am bigger than you in Jersey, buddy. And I don't go to the best pizzeria. They make the pizza for me. That's probably what they fight about. Because in Jersey, success is measured by who has access to the best pizza. It's an amazing culture. I'm Walter M. Sterling. This is a three-hour radio show. I am live, and I love talking to you at 888-688-WALT. It's Easter time, and I wish you a happy Easter from Sterling on Sunday.
Sterling on Sunday. Pay no attention to the noises in the background.
For Sterling on Sunday weather from Boston to La Jolla, this is Dr. Dave. Aside for some patchy snows in the Rocky Mountains, things are pretty tranquil in the weather department for Monday. But on Tuesday and especially Wednesday, we get a squall line developing with embedded thunderstorms in the Minneapolis area stretching all the way down to the Texas Panhandle, and it's going to be moving eastward. These showers produce heavy thunderstorms through St. Louis, Springfield, Missouri, Little Rock, Arkansas, Shreveport, Louisiana, and Lufkin, Texas. Elsewhere, the Big Apple will see 65-degree high temperatures tomorrow and Tuesday, with clouds moving in towards week's end. On the other hand, Fairbanks, Alaska set a record for daily snowfall yesterday with 7 inches of Saturday snow. A cold week is ahead there, and through much of Alaska, we're going to see highs only around 10 degrees in Fairbanks. Otherwise, have a great Easter. This is Dr. Dave Iser, staff meteorologist for Sterling on Sunday. Next weather at 6 and 36 past every hour, right here on Sterling on Sunday.
For Sterling on Sundays, I'm James Parker, and this is Florida Story. Thank you. For our first Florida story, we're going to Lauderdale by the Sea, and where the ocean laps up against the beautiful sands of the beach. It's a perfect place to go jogging, And as you're getting your daily cardiovascular exercise, sometimes you stumble across a sea mine, assumed to be a military explosive training device. The Navy was alerted. They came. They got their mine. They took care of it. No big tragedy here. Just wanted to point out that's an extremely Florida story. It's not something that happens in Wyoming or South Dakota or Missouri. They don't have a lot of naval mines just washing up on their beaches. Hold my beer.
Wait. Hold my beer.
What? Hold my beer.
Hold my beer.
For our next Florida story, we're going to West Melbourne, where all I'm going to do is read you the headline, and then we'll just move on. Anti-mask West Melbourne bar owner charged with hosting illegal all-male strip show. I'll just leave it right there. Hold my beer.
Wait. Hold my beer.
What? Hold my beer.
Hold my beer.
For our next Florida story, we're going to a cute little community in Manatee County called Palmetto, where the wastewater from an old phosphate plant has a shaky wall on one of its reservoirs. And if the dam breaks, it's going to swamp this cute little community and knock out about 300 or so homes. 480 million gallons of polluted wastewater is going to splash through this neighborhood if that reservoir collapses. So the local TV station goes out there and they get the most hilarious sound bites from the community. They're like, yeah, we know there's a lot of water in there, but it's like a mile, quarter mile away or so. There's a lot of hills and dips between here and there. They don't care. They've been told to evacuate. They're like, no, I think we'll stay. It's almost admirable. It's somewhere on the spectrum between resilient and apathetic. Hold my beer.
Wait. Hold my beer.
What? Hold my beer.
Hold my beer.
Stay tuned. Today's second installment of Florida Stories is right around the corner. Florida Stories is a Spring Rock production, springrockmedia@gmail.com. Follow me on Twitter @JamesParkerShow. For Sterling on Sundays, I am James Parker, and this is Florida Stories.
Did you hear that story about the reservoir of crap in Florida? Oh, my God.
This morning, a state of emergency in Florida's Manatee County. A toxic wastewater reservoir on the brink of collapse. Hundreds of Florida families ordered to evacuate. This after crews tried shoring up a retaining wall holding a mix of rainwater, salt water, and fertilizer byproducts at Piney Point Reservoir south of Tampa Bay. So far, to no avail.
A portion of the containment wall at the leak site shifted laterally, signifying that structural collapse could occur at any time.
Sources tell NBC News that if the wall gives way, a 15 to 20 foot high wall of water could gush out, flooding homes and spilling into Tampa Bay.
Now, let's understand what's in that reservoir. In that reservoir is the ultimate fear. It is the worst possible crap in the reservoir. It is a toxic mix of terrifying chemicals as a result of chemical manufacturing. And then it sat there for years and years and years. Can you imagine? It's a big reservoir. There's a possibility. And you've seen reservoirs like this. This is not a man-made lake. This is a reservoir that has about 3 foot wide walls of tar, gravel, all put together. And there's a leak. And, you know, leaks of porous material tend to get bigger very fast, especially in your basement. Well, this is some doozy. What's in that reservoir is deep green. It's shamrock green. And you don't want that pouring into anything. What they're feverishly trying to do is drain it into some sane place. And they're trying to drain it fast so that they think they can get it completely drained in 10 to 12 days. But, oh, my God. Why wasn't this cleaned up? Why wasn't the companies responsible for it made to clean it up, I don't know, decades ago when it first arrived there? It's terrifying. But this is how it goes. No matter where you and I live, within walking distance is something. There are homes right there. Maybe they bought the homes or put up the homes because the people who bought the homes or put up the homes thought perhaps they had a fishing lake there or they could water ski on it. They never really took time to actually investigate what was in that lake. But there it was. It was New Jersey was in the lake. That was all their fears. Is this lake like New Jersey? Well, it turns out it is like New Jersey. But no matter where we live, there's something. There's something lurking. And laws change. Things that were acceptable 10 years ago, 50 years ago, 100 years ago, when a home was built, an apartment complex was built, now all of a sudden nothing would be built there like that. Nothing. But there it is. There we are, stuck in these things. And at any moment, it could lurk out and eat us. A monster could come out and eat us. There have been X-Files about this. There were X-Files about things living in reservoirs that were 100% chemical reservoirs that could, and these monsters could only live in that chemical soup. 888-688-WALT, 888-688-WALT. But to make things better on Easter, at WBAP in Dallas, Texas, there's Judy. Hello, Judy. Welcome to Sterling on Sunday. Where's my Judy?
Are you there?
Judy, welcome. Happy Easter.
Okay, so how you doing?
Now, what did you get for Easter?
Absolutely nothing.
Judy. Now, Judy calls in and tells us the worst dad joke imaginable every week. And we are so honored to have Judy call in that it's a pleasure for me. My kids love your jokes. My kids are terrible children. Please share with us, Judy, your dad joke for the week.
Okay. Well, in honor of Easter, what do you get when you pour hot water into a rabbit hole?
Oh, my gosh. What do you get when you pour hot water in a rabbit hole, Judy?
Hot cross bunnies.
Hot cross bunnies.
Love that bird.
It's 43 past the hour as we drive home from the holiday. This is Sterling on Sunday.
This is Velo Hul of Muskegon, Michigan. Millions of people around the world visit a subculture called FishTube on YouTube. Later tonight on Sterling on Sunday.
Coming up on part two of Florida Stories, it's the 100th episode, and it's every bit as dumb as the first. For Sterling on Sundays, I'm James Parker. That's coming up on part two of Florida Stories.
I'm Walter Sterling. It's getting to be that time of year again. Next time you grill a couple of steaks, pop open a bottle of Extreme Altitude Malbec wine. These wines are one of my new sponsors, and their wine is like no other. Now, it comes from these remote vineyards in Argentina. They're at 9,000 feet altitude. When they aren't making wine, they're herding cattle, so they know meat. And that's what these Malbec wines are for. When you pop open a bottle, you're going to get blackberry, leather, smoke, and a little dark cherry, which was my favorite flavor. You're also getting less sugar, less chemicals and additives, and 10 times more resveratrol, which is a powerful longevity booster. You can find their wine when you go to sterlingwinesale.com. That's sterlingwinesale.com. Do this now. Visit sterlingwinesale.com today and receive 50% off shipping and 50% off the best Malbec wine. This was a small shipment. It will go fast, so you want to order right now.
Sterling on Sunday.
I'm Walter Sterling, and I've been telling you about Harry's and how they are not like other razor companies. Harry's is delivering their sharpest blade ever right now, and they aren't raising prices. These new blades are so sharp that in a study with men shaving four times a week, they reported that the new Harry's blade on their eighth shave is as smooth as the first. Harry's owns a German factory that's been honing razor blades for over 100 years. They source their steel from Sweden and own the entire manufacturing process from research to the factory floor. This allows them to keep prices low. They have a great introductory offer that I want you to take advantage of right now at harrys.com. It's all you need for a great shave. For $5, that's right, $5 and free shipping, you will receive a weighted rubberized handle, 5-blade razor cartridge, foaming gel, and travel blade cover. Go to harrys.com, harrys.com, and get the $5 kit right now.
You get no commercials.
Actually, you do, but not for a few more minutes. Back to Sterling on Sunday.
There's a great show on ABC called The Con, which is narrated by Whoopi Goldberg. I have to get some of the people from this show on. My favorite episode so far was The Con of Psychics. Psychics are the worst con in the world because they prey upon people at their very weakest moment. And it's we people who think they are otherwise intelligent. They had a psychic on this show, The Con, that managed to weasel $700,000 and more dollars out of one woman who needed to bring her family back together. Always six figures, always successful. But there's this private detective in New York City, a retired New York City detective, who decided to devote his life to busting psychics. And then I started to think about the reality that in most countries, psychics are completely illegal. And then I learned a really interesting thing about this TV show, The Con, and this episode featured psychics. They are almost never brought to trial. And the reason why is that cops will almost never arrest the psychic. Because, and this is fascinating, because, oh, hey, buddy, you gave the psychic money voluntarily, and you knew it was a psychic. It wasn't a fraud in that they pretended to be something that they weren't. It said, I'm a psychic, and then you actually believed it and gave the money. And the cops said, there's no case there. Fortunately, one woman said, hell, there isn't. And she would not settle. She would not compromise. And she went to trial. She went to court. She went through a jury trial. And she won. It was about $700,000 had been conned out of her. But who knew that this was still going on? I'm Walter Sterling. The name of this show is Sterling on Sunday. I do a number of things. I do a three-hour show every Sunday night from 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. East Coast, 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. West Coast, 9 p.m. to midnight Central, KMBZ Kansas City, KMOX St. Louis. And I have a phone number. Here you go. You ready? You and I can talk because it's a live show. 888-688-9258. 888-688-9258. Why should we talk? We should talk about the harsh reality of Easter. Easter is a lawless holiday. Easter has no rules. It has no rules. What that means is that when you're raised, when you're brought up, you're raised that this is how you celebrate Easter. Sorry. I'm having trouble with the earphones. Leave me alone. That this is how you celebrate Easter. Now, let me tell you how I celebrated Easter when we were growing up with my sister, Liz, and my brother, Richard, who became vaguely unpleasant, but I think he's going to become more pleasant. My family celebrated Easter this way. There was a basket for each of us in front of the fireplace, like Christmas. And these were well-stuffed and well-decorated. Then around the house were Easter eggs hidden, decorated and hidden. We would decorate them, you know, for the Easter Bunny the day before, but then the Easter Bunny would hide them. Here's the other part of it, though. In my house when I was growing up in Maplewood, New Jersey, there was as many toys as Christmas. It was as big a holiday as Christmas. It was as well-financed as Christmas. And it was great. We had tons of toys. Everything was there when we came downstairs. My parents were not involved. The Easter Bunny had taken care of everything. My parents could sleep in as late as they wanted. Never would it dawn on me to go upstairs and wake up my mother or father. That would never happen. Because why? They were unnecessary. Completely unnecessary. It was a self-contained holiday. Big Easter baskets, tons of candy, tons of gifts, and as I say, as many gifts as Christmas. It was great. And maybe in your house it was done differently. But you were wrong. The way it was done in my house was correct. That's how you do Easter. You do Easter that way. And everything's fine. But however it was done in your house, that was fine. No problems until you got married. Until you lived with a significant other. Until you had a partner. Until you shared a residence. Well, now you form this relationship, this bond, you're living with somebody, and you assume that Easter is going to continue the way it did when you were a kid. Then you're living with this other person who was a kid, and now they're big. Now they're a big bunny. You're living with a big bunny. And they say, all right, well, we're going to hide the baskets. Like, what do you mean you're going to hide the baskets? We hide the eggs. Well, we hide the eggs, but we also hide the baskets. Okay, then what do you do when you hide the baskets? Well, in the baskets are the gifts. And they have to guess where the baskets are, and you say hotter or colder. Like, you run around, say hotter or colder. How lame is that? I can't think of anything as lame as that. And boom, there it is. Another family is celebrating Easter in a different way, in a foreign, uncomfortable, not okay way. And you want Easter to be the way it was when you were raised. And they want Easter to be the way it was when they were raised. And you're both right. And therein lies the first problem, the first challenge of a relationship. Easter is lawless. Because you see, every other holiday has very specific rules and guidelines that are easy to follow. Christmas, Thanksgiving. What happens at Thanksgiving? And Aunt Martha comes over, criticizes the turkey. You sit there staring at each other. Somebody says World War II could have been solved 3 years sooner. Kennedy was the best president. Reagan was pretty good. You argue for 8 seconds, and then you go and watch the football game. And one of you bro crushes on Trevor Lawrence. That's Thanksgiving. Now, it's a whole different thing. There are no rules for Easter. Easter is lawless. Easter is the last holiday frontier. Where's the Easter Bunny? What does the Easter Bunny do? Where does the Easter Bunny live? We know where Santa lives. Where does the Easter Bunny live? Easter Bunny have Mrs. Easter Bunny? Is it non-binary? The Easter Bunny, we don't know. But I know this. Take it from me. It causes fights. I have more about this in seconds. My phone number is 888-688-9258. 888-688-9258. 888-688-9258. Trouble in your house because of no rules, a lawless Easter. Lawless Easter. How did this happen that there are no rules for Easter? You and I should stay in touch at all times. I'm going to give you my secret email. Ready? WalterMSterling@gmail.com. No company will give me their email address, therefore I have to use Gmail, WalterMSterling, Sterling, @gmail.com. Plus, it's time for Sterling Snaps. Whatever you're looking at right now, please take a picture of it. If you're driving, don't be stupid. Don't take a picture. But if you're not driving, if you're pulled over, if you're at the Love Truck Center, take a picture of whatever you're looking at and email it to me. And I'll post it on Facebook on Tuesday, WalterMSterling@gmail.com. Send me a snap, a Sterling snap. And we've got more for you coming up tonight. I'm going to put my headphones on now that I can hear James. See, because if I tell stories, I really can't do it well with the headphones.
Who was this man? What was it? Others looked at radio and saw a gadget.
Walter M. Sterling.
Looked at radio and saw a household possession capable of enriching the lives of millions.
Join the Walter M. Sterling Club.
Sterling on Sunday weather from Boston to La Jolla. This is Dr. Dave. We had a very pleasant Easter and Passover over much of the country today, and we still have months before summer, but you'd never know it in some spots. Much warmer than average temperatures in the West and Central U.S., and we'll have to talk about elevated wildfire risks. The Southwest to Upper Midwest will see temperatures 15 to 25 degrees above normal, and temperatures in the upper 90s to over 100 in parts of California, Arizona, and Nevada. These warm to hot temperatures, combined with dry soils and low relative humidities and gusty winds, leads to high potentials for wildfire weather. This is true for parts of Montana down to the Four Corners region of Utah, Arizona, Colorado, and New Mexico. But we've got showers and thunderstorms in other parts of the country, and we'll have more about that in my next report. I'm Dr. Dave Iser, staff meteorologist for Sterling on Sunday. Next, weather at 6 and 36 past every hour on Sterling on Sunday.
For Sterling on Sundays, I'm James Parker. Welcome to part two of Florida Story. For our next Florida Story, we're going to Clay County, Florida. The Department of Homeland Security intercepted a shipment of mescaline that was headed for a home out in the middle of nowhere. So officers went to the home, executed a search. They found a DMT extraction lab. DMT, the hallucinogenic drug Joe Rogan talks about all the time. So they called in the ATF. They also had enough explosives to make 5 homemade hand grenades, marijuana, hashish, and a partridge in a pear tree. Hold my beer.
Wait. Hold my beer.
Hold my beer.
Hold my beer. What?
In Jacksonville, Florida, local doctor has been hosting these events called Bubbles and Botox. It's a fun little event where women and, you know, some men can go and have a few drinks and wait their turn and hear about the Botox treatment that this doctor offers. And some actually get the shots at the event while they're there. And you can see the magic happen right in front of your eyes. Problem is, the guy's not a doctor. He doesn't have a license. And he's in the back bombing Four Loko before he comes out and drinks champagne with you and then injects your face with God knows what. He was arrested this week. He's in jail. And what year is it in Florida? They still have Four Loko?
Hold my beer.
Hold my beer.
Hold my beer. What is
it? All right, and finally on today's episode of Florida Stories, I want to let you know this is a very special episode for me. This is literally episode 100. That's right. I've done 100 of these. And when I started this project with Walter 3 years ago, it had one purpose. Just give me a few minutes of the most entertaining stories you can find out of Florida. That's it. But I'm going to tell you something behind the scenes, and I want you to hear this. After 100 episodes of all the people that have reached out to me through email, through social media, I haven't had one negative comment yet. And that absolutely blows my mind. Every project, every endeavor I've ever done on talk radio has at least one person out there who takes the time to send in an email or a nasty complaint. But that hasn't happened with Florida Stories. I'm not joking. Not one negative comment. I must say, my mind is blown. Thank you. Florida Stories is a Spring Rock production. SpringRockMedia@gmail.com. Follow me on Twitter @JamesParkerShow. For Sterling on Sundays, I am James Parker, and this is Florida Stories.
But how did James Parker, a man I have never met, get onto this giant network radio show? A show that was endorsed by Dennis Green, a show that was endorsed by Mike McVay. How did it get on this show? I'll tell you how. I was sitting in the lot of a Dunkin' Donuts in Parma, Ohio. Let's just think about that for a moment. I, Walter Sterling, was in a parking lot in Parma, Ohio, a Dunkin' Donuts lot, at dusk. I was alone. Why was I in the Dunkin' Donuts lot? Because I needed their internet. They have the Dunkin' Donuts has the best internet, not to mention the best coffee, but they have the best internet. I'm sitting there, and I get a call from, I got an email from him. I answered the email, and basically James Parker said that my show was lousy. And I said, well, James, what exactly would improve the show? And he gave me two offers. He suggested something and Florida Stories. I forget what the other thing was, but it was something else in Florida Stories. I said, you want to do that every week, you do that. And that's how it happened. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, we can thank Dunkin' Donuts. I'm Walter M. Sterling. My phone number is 888-688-WALT, 888-688-WALT. Mike in Maine, listening on WLOB, the Lobster Network. Hi, Mike.
Hey, Walter. How are you tonight?
Well, very excited to be on in Maine.
Yeah, you've been on for a little bit up here. We all been catching you on Sunday nights. Good show.
Thank you, sir.
Good show.
Thank you.
Yeah, I know a lot of the folks down at WLOB, and they're all good people down there.
Are they really? Do they pay their bills? Are they? Is the transmitter at legal limits? Legal limits, yes.
Well, we just sell lobster up here. It pays a lot of bills. But, yeah, they're good people down there. I do a weekend, an hour segment on a weekend show there.
Well, what's your hour about? Maine. What's your hour about? What do you do?
Basically, it's, you know, about national politics and local politics. I do a show with Bruce Poliquin. He's a former congressman from Maine. We call him the shaman of politics. And I'm just a retired gunnery sergeant from the Marine Corps. So we just talk national politics and local. It's called Talking Maine. It's Kevin Crocker's show on the weekends, noon to 2. So, yeah, they're good people down there. It's a really, really good station. They got to be, Walter. They put you on.
I know, and I'm grateful for that. But what are the local politics in Portland, Maine?
Well, basically, it's got to do mostly with what's going on with COVID and the lockdown we had up here. And right now it's pretty well one rule government, you know. Governor has been really overpowering in the state. And there's no voice on the other side at this point. So getting really frustrating for a lot of people up here like it is for everybody around the country, you know.
Did you get your shot?
Yeah, yeah.
Did you have a shot?
Yep.
Yeah, did you get a reaction?
No, I didn't have a reaction like you did to the second one, but I know a lot of people that have had a hard reaction to the second one. And you're not the only one. There's quite a few people that have had quite a reaction to the second shot, from what I understand.
It was brutal. I was in bed for 2 days because I could not move. I could not roll over.
Yeah, one of the people that we have on during the week on a regular show in daytime from 6 to 10, to Ray Richardson's show. And he's got a close friend who runs a bunch of pharmacies up here in Maine. And he's been out doing this since COVID hit, going out and vaccinating people, you know. And his name's Joe Bruno. I've heard Joe speak before of some of the reaction on the second shot. But generally, it wears off after a few days. Some people, like myself, I didn't even get any side effect on it.
Good.
But a lot of people do. So generally, good. It wears off, you know, within a few days. But
well, I guess it hit
you pretty hard, huh?
It was horrible, Mike. And thank you very much for the call. Here's the most frightening statistic I've seen so far: only 2% of the American population has gotten the vaccine yet. Only 2%. We're not going to get any herd immunity. We're not going to be like sheep anytime soon. I'm Walter M. Sterling. It's a three-hour show, and you and I get to drive across the country together. We get to come back from grandma's together, the long weekend, whatever it is that you're doing. Here we are. Isn't it spectacular? This is Sterling on Sunday.
This is Velo Hul of Muskegon, Michigan. Millions of people around the world visit a subculture called FishTube on YouTube later tonight on Sterling on Sunday.
Do you like to drink wine, you know, once in a while? I'm Walter Sterling. If so, here's how to make that drink 10 times healthier. In Argentina, they make a very dark wine, a red wine, from Malbec grapes. They're grown at 9,000 feet altitude. Now, they've lab tested these wines and found that they contain up to 10 times the levels of longevity and heart health nutrient called resveratrol. Resveratrol's powerful stuff. It pops up again and again in studies on longevity, heart health, and brain health. The wines also have 90% less sugar, fewer chemicals, fewer additives. Plus, if you love steak and barbecue, red wine has been shown to actually make the red meat healthier. And then there's the taste. These taste great. You'll taste a little blackberry, leather, cherry, and smoke. Today, when you visit sterlingwinesale.com, STERSterlingwinesale.com, you'll receive 50% off their best Malbec and 50% off shipping. Just visit sterlingwinesale.com. Good health and great taste. Who could ask for more?
Sterling on Sunday.
Highlands Flexmore Arthritis Medicine. About 2 weeks ago, I realized there was something different about my body. I realized that, what is that? My thumbs didn't hurt at all. And I had been taking Highlands Flexmore medicine for about 2 months. Flexmore has done so much to help me with my arthritis. If you are tired of feeling pain every day, not being able to do what you deserve to do, what you want to do, you need to get Flexmore from Highlands. For over 15 years, arthritis pain has been slowly taking me over, as it has for 54 million Americans. I did not want to try something new for fear of side effects. I discovered with Flexmore, Highland's new arthritis medicine, it helps ease my muscles and joint pain as well as stiffness and cramping. And best of all, they have designed it with an easy-to-take-off cap and no stupid cotton inside. I love how it's made with natural active ingredients, which are tough on pain, gentle on my body. This means that you can safely complement your prescription medications with no side effects. Go to Highlands.com, H-Y-L-A-N-D-S, Highlands.com/arthritis, or pick it up at CVS, Walgreens, or other fine retailers. Flexmore Medicine, F-L-E-X-M-O-R-E. It's made by Highlands. It is a natural medicine to help ease arthritis pain. It has worked for me. My thumbs don't hurt anymore. Highlands.com. Take control over your arthritis pain. Get rid of it.
Sterling on Sunday.
Where news and sports and the weather reports and the very best music too is heard by the very best listeners. And we mean you.
Don't we love doing this radio show together? This is our show. It's our special time. Just us. Driving across the country, Route 80, 95, the 101 in California, KXNT in Las Vegas. It's a remarkable event, 3 hours live every Sunday night. And you and I should talk, 888-688-WALT, 888-688-WALT. This is the lawless, no rules holiday, Easter. There are no rules. No rules. Where does the Easter Bunny live? Is the Easter Bunny have a partner, a marriage? We know nothing. Santa Claus has a marriage. We know where Santa Claus lives. No problem. We know the rules for Valentine's Day. Here are the rules for Valentine's Day. Whatever you get her, it'll be wrong. It won't be the right size, the right color. You won't go to the right restaurant. You'll book it too late, too soon. Whatever it is, it won't be right. That's how you know that romance exists, that your significant other is miserable on Valentine's Day. Meanwhile, you'd be happy to sleep. That's my goal on any major holiday. Just let me sleep. The best thing about my Valentine's is that on February 14th is when my 9-year-old was born. That's right. My 9-year-old was born on February 14th. So I always win. It's fine. She's the greatest kid who ever lived, my Samantha. And what happened to Samantha last night? She lost another tooth. And what did she get from the tooth fairy? Everything. Pez dispenser, gold coins. Easter socks. She got Easter socks. She really had a haul this morning. She did great. Samantha, doing terrific. Very proud of her. Meredith, 15 years old, doing great. The 18-year-old stuck in quarantine at Syracuse University can't leave her room or she'll be suspended. Where is the logic in that? You're telling me that every administrator at Syracuse University, every one of those has been in touch with some student who has the COVID thing? Are they quarantined? No. And then I was sick as a dog with it. It was horrible. But let's go back to Easter. Easter is lawless. No rules. What does it mean? It means that you come into a relationship with how you were raised for Easter. The other person comes into the relationship with how they were raised for Easter. And then, boom, clash of cultures. The first time you have to celebrate Easter together. What do you mean you hide your baskets? That's just weird. What, an 8-year-old supposed to find their basket and carry it into the middle of the room? Things are going to fall out. It's not going to go well. Terrible idea. And then there's the Spartan Easter and the Christmas. I'm sorry. Yeah, the Spartan Easter and the Christmas Easter. I was raised with the Christmas Easter. That means that Easter's just like Christmas in terms of gift giving. You got just as many gifts on Easter as we did on Christmas. That was the right way. If you're 10, 11 years old, you're damn sure that's the right way. I got giant bicycles, clothes. I didn't care about the clothes. Threw away the clothes. That's oh, God. Oh, God. When I think back as to what I was like as a kid and a relative would give me clothes, I was horrible. I would throw it away. The clothes would appear and I'd throw it aside. You know, did you bring me a toy? Bring me a toy. Get over here. Rawr. Oh, God, I was a terrible kid. I'm still a terrible kid, let me assure you. But my parents believed in abundance. They believed in an abundant Easter. We got as many gifts as we did for Christmas. My current wife, very young, much, much more beautiful than I deserve, my very young current wife, they got, as best I can tell, nothing. You know, maybe they got like a straw. Maybe a colorful straw and Kool-Aid, a pack of Kool-Aid, a 5-cent pack of Kool-Aid, and they were told to be joyful. I swear to God, every time my mother-in-law sees that I have given my children a gift, she looks askance. She also looks askance at the way my 9-year-old's hair looks. She always seems to think that it's unkempt, which it always is. Because I am not going to pull that brush through her hair. Why would I torture a child like that? You know, who the hell do I care how she looks to the neighbors? You know, they need to worry about their lawn, paint the house, get rid of the aluminum siding. Then we'll worry about my kid's hair in the eyes of the neighbors. However, Easter is supposed to be a holiday of abundance. I mean, Christ rose from the dead. I think a few gifts next to the baskets is okay to connote, to celebrate this event. What did we do? We did something I've wanted to do for years. Today, we went to a nice restaurant. That's what we did. We did not cook. Remember, the 18-year-old isn't home. We did not cook, and we were not going to clean up. I have to prepare a network radio show. Cleaning up gets in the way of preparing the network radio show. The network radio show is a fantastic excuse for not doing most things. Just, we're not going to do that. I had a wonderful Easter. Except, you know, the kids got us up too early. But I had a wonderful Easter. We go to a nice restaurant. I had lobster. I didn't have ham. I had lobster. I don't want ham. Please don't make me eat a ham. We had lobster with the nice sauce on it. And then I had dessert. What was the dessert? Oh, it was cheesecake. It was actually good cheesecake. And I'm from New York. It was actually good cheesecake, and that's what we had. Meanwhile, if left up to my in-laws, we'd get one of those honey-baked hams. Nothing wrong with the brand. We'd get one of the honey-baked hams. It'd be sitting there, and then they'd make the thing I can't stand, scalloped potatoes. I don't want any scalloped potatoes. You want to give me a potato? Give me mashed potatoes or big baked potatoes, but don't give me one of those scalloped potatoes. And then they'd make string beans. It's usually string beans. Oh, no, I take it back. They'd make Brussels sprouts, which I don't want. Therefore, I'd be stuck with ham and scalloped potatoes, which I'd pick at. And maybe if I was lucky, they would remember, while drinking the wine, they'd remember they actually heated up some bread. But they always forget they've heated up the bread because they're drinking the wine. Now, I don't drink it. You know, it's of no interest to me on show day. No interest to me. But that's the problem with Easter. There are no rules. Lawless holiday. Have you found this in your relationship with your significant other? Did this cause fighting? 888-688-9258. 888-688-9258. 888-688-9258. It's a spectacular radio show, isn't it? While the calls are lining up, you got to hear my very favorite Jerry Springer of all time.
I'm here today to meet the woman of my dreams. I've been talking to this girl on the internet for a while. I've actually been trying to save some money to go see this woman.
You talk to her online.
I go to the library, believe it or not, to talk to this woman. I met her on MySpace, and she's a very beautiful woman. She's tall, skinny, she's redhead, very beautiful woman.
Why don't we do it this way? Because you've never met her
before.
Never
met her.
Well, then I'm going to ask you to leave for a few moments, and we want to bring her out, let the audience meet her, and then we can both observe you two meeting, which will be a nice moment in your life, okay? So if you would just leave her. We'll have you back in a moment. Thank you. So, her name is Joby. Let's bring out Joby. Hi, Joby.
Hello, Jerry.
You met Brad here on the internet.
Yes, we met on MySpace.
On MySpace. And what attracted you to him?
He was cute. He seemed very nice in the message he sent me.
Yeah. And you think this could be the one?
Yes.
And
but I have a secret to tell him.
You have a secret to tell him?
Yes.
And your secret is?
I'm a man, Jerry. He says he wants to meet me, you know, he tried to get a bus ticket or whatever.
Yeah.
I said I'd just call the Jerry Springer Show, you know, because then it'll give it more of a spin.
Isn't that spectacular? I wonder how that marriage worked out. You know, is that like The Bachelor, The Bachelorette? Is that like that? All right, I'm Walter M. Sterling at 888-688-WALT, 888-688-9258. It's Easter. We're having a great time. I love doing this show. I love doing it with you. 3 hours of network radio. This is Sterling on Sunday. This is only a
test. Can you guess the mystery voice? Sterling on Sunday.
For Sterling on Sunday weather from Boston to La Jolla, this is Dr. Dave. Aside from some patchy snows in the Rocky Mountains, things are pretty tranquil in the weather department for Monday. But on Tuesday and especially Wednesday, we get a squall line developing with embedded thunderstorms in the Minneapolis area stretching all the way down to the Texas Panhandle, and it's going to be moving eastward. These showers produce heavy thunderstorms through St. Louis, Springfield, Missouri, Little Rock, Arkansas, Shreveport, Louisiana, and Lufkin, Texas. Elsewhere, the Big Apple will see 65-degree high temperatures tomorrow and Tuesday, with clouds moving in towards week's end. On the other hand, Fairbanks, Alaska set a record for daily snowfall yesterday with 7 inches of Saturday snow. A cold week is ahead there, and through much of Alaska, we're going to see highs only around 10 degrees in Fairbanks. Otherwise, have a great Easter. This is Dr. Dave Iser, staff meteorologist for Sterling on Sunday. Next weather at 6 and 36 past every hour, right here on Sterling on Sunday.
I'm here today to meet the woman of my dreams. I've been talking to this girl on the internet for a while. I've actually been trying to save some money to go see this woman.
You talk to her online.
I go to the library, believe it or not, to talk to this woman. I met her on MySpace, and she's a very beautiful woman. She's tall, skinny, she's redhead, very beautiful woman.
Why don't we do it this way? Because you've never met her
never
before.
Never met her.
Well, then I'm going to ask you to leave for a few moments, and we want to bring her out, let the audience meet her, and then we can both observe you two meeting, which will be a nice moment in your life, okay? So if you would just leave her. We'll have you back in a moment. Thank you. So, her name is Joby. Let's bring out Joby. Hi, Joby.
Hello, Jerry.
You met Brad here on the internet.
Yes, we met on MySpace.
On MySpace. And what attracted you to him?
He was cute. He seemed very nice in the message he sent me.
Yeah. And you think this could be the one?
Yes.
And
but I have a secret to tell him.
You have a secret to tell him?
Yes.
And your secret is?
I'm a man, Jerry. He says he wants to meet me, you know, he tried to get a bus ticket or whatever.
Yeah.
I said I'd just call the Jerry Springer Show, you know, because then it'll give it more of a spin.
Let's see what, you know, what his reaction is going to be. But you really care about him. This isn't just to play a trick on someone. You really want him to be okay with you. All right. Well, let's bring him out now. Okay, how about a nice hand? Let's bring him back now. Here's Brad.
How you doing?
So good to meet you. It's kind of nervous on national TV, I know, but, like, I wanted to ask, like, maybe, like, you know, you could be my girlfriend.
Well, Brad, I have to tell you, I'm a man.
I'll try anything once.
Easter surprise. I love the Jerry Springer Show. I think it was finally canceled. I think this was the last season, 20 years. And at the same time, the Sally Jesse Raphael Show was canceled after 19 years, which was tragic because that was a great show. And I realized that, what should we talk about? Well, let me finish this about Easter. About Easter, did you find when you blended your family, when the two of you got together, that you had this great cultural riff that your family celebrated Easter one way and their family celebrated Easter a different way? And this was nothing you expected because you entered the world from your parents' home assuming that everybody celebrated Easter the same way. I assumed everybody celebrated Easter as though it was Christmas, hid the eggs, there were the baskets, parents stayed in bed, didn't bother us. My current wife, she believes that you should hide the baskets, I don't even get that, and then hide the eggs, don't get that, and give no gifts. She was shocked the first time I gave her gifts. Her mother, my mother-in-law, is still in shock that there are gifts involved. Everything I do shocks my mother-in-law. Basically, everything I do. Ooh. That's how I'm always greeted. Whenever I see her, she goes, ooh, she almost faints. One time she did almost faint. And not because of anything I did. No, not because of anything I did. Other people around us, things they did. Are you having fun? Are you having a good Easter? I hope so. My number is 888-688-9258, 888-688-WALT. It's spectacular. Everything we do here is just spectacular. Have you heard this? I want you to hear this.
When all this first happened and it became public, I remember thinking, which my thoughts are completely different now, but I remember thinking, how are people mad about this? Like, I know that sounds so silly, but in the bubble that I grew up in, I didn't know so much outside of it.
Because what was going on looked like to you that it was just, this is what happens. Like, everybody does this. This is normal.
But I didn't realize at the time that's privilege. I didn't put those two together.
Lori Loughlin's daughter, who's a influencer, an online influencer, Lori Loughlin's daughter, was originally shocked that there was any trouble with the fact that her parents had paid about $500,000 to get her into USC. Not Harvard, not Yale, University of Southern California. Let me tell you, having walked around the University of Southern California, it's almost worth it just for the view, the superior gene pool of people who go there. But, oh, my God, I have a very different point of view about this scandal, the scandal among rich people. My point of view is, it should not have been illegal because people donate libraries, wings of buildings, benches, scholarships, endowed chairs all the time with the ultimate goal of their kid getting into that college. Unspoken, but that's the ultimate goal. These people were honest. They said, we're giving this money so that our kid gets into the college. That's what they're doing. and they shouldn't be punished for it. But instead, they were sent to jail for it, which tells me they had the worst lawyer in the history of man. I find it amazing. Oh, I meant to do this. Allison, listening. A WPHT in Philadelphia, Talk Radio 1210, home of Dom Giordano and Rich Zeoli. Welcome to Sterling on Sunday. Shout out to you. I appreciate you listening on 1210 WPHT in Philadelphia. Kathy in Aberdeen, Washington, wants to talk about Easter traditions. Welcome to Sterling on Sunday. Hello, Kathy.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Fabulous.
I just wanted to say about, you know, when I was a kid, my mom and dad, they hid the baskets, but we never had the Easter eggs hidden. But then when I had my kids, I hid the baskets too, and I did the Easter egg hunt with my kid in our backyard. I don't know where that comes from, but that was just a tradition that we had in our family.
What about presents?
Yes, we did get presents. We usually got, as children, like we had to do the Lent thing because we were Catholic and we had to give up something. So my presents, because I gave up Oreo cookies when I was a kid.
That's
so
tough.
My presents was always a whole bag of Oreo cookies and I was in heaven. Yeah. So, but I don't remember. Yes, I did give my kids presents. I gave them bunnies, and I gave them, you know, maybe a special charm for their bracelet, you know,
right,
something like that. But I did give presents.
Right.
Yes.
It's very interesting that if I were to ask a lot of parents that question, they'd pretty much lie to me, even though they had given presents. Just like if I say to them, what time do your kids go to bed? They will say, oh, 8:30. And then I'll say, 8:30, huh? What about last night? And then they will say, oh, last night was different. Aunt Martha was over. They went to bed like at 10:30. No, they go to bed at 10:30 every night. A lot of nonsense. When do your kids go to bed? When did your kids go to bed?
I usually had them in between 8 and 9, but they could lay there and read a book. And they're both really smart, and that was a good thing to do because I would let them read a book when they went to bed. So, yeah, but most of the time they fall asleep by 10.
Kathy, how old are they now?
39, my Sarah, and 36, my Benjamin. Yeah.
Are they on probation?
No, ma'am. They're both successful, smart people in the real world, and I'm very proud of them.
Kathy, yeah. What'd you want to say?
I was going to say that they always land on their feet, no matter what happens. They just seem to, I mean, if they switch jobs, if they move and get a nicer place, it just amazes me how they always land on their feet. I'm so proud of them.
You know why that is?
I think it's because I was a good parent.
Exactly. Kathy, exactly. Yeah. And thank you for your call. Thanks very much for calling Sterling on Sunday. My phone number is 888-688-WALT, 888-688-WALT. Happy Easter from Sterling on Sunday. Highlands Flexmore Arthritis Medicine. About 2 weeks ago, I realized there was something different about my body. I realized that, what is that? My thumbs didn't hurt at all. And I had been taking Highlands Flexmore Medicine for about 2 months. Flexmore has done so much to help me with my arthritis. If you are tired of feeling pain every day, not being able to do what you deserve to do, what you want to do, you need to get Flexmore from Highlands. For over 15 years, arthritis pain has been slowly taking me over, as it has for 54 million Americans. I did not want to try something new for fear of side effects. I discovered with Flexmore, Highlands' new arthritis medicine. It helps ease my muscles and joint pain as well as stiffness and cramping. And best of all, they have designed it with an easy-to-take-off cap and no stupid cotton inside. I love how it's made with natural active ingredients, which are tough on pain, gentle on my body. This means that you can safely complement your prescription medications with no side effects. Go to Hylands.com, H-Y-L-A-N-D-S, Hylands.com/arthritis, or pick it up at CVS, Walgreens, or other fine retailers. Flexmore Medicine, F-L-E-X-M-O-R-E. It's made by Hylands. It is a natural medicine to help ease arthritis pain. It has worked for me. My thumbs don't hurt anymore. Hylands.com. Take control over your arthritis pain. Get rid of it.
Clothes so dingy gray they've been given up as hopeless have turned so radiantly white again they can hardly be told from new ones.
Now we return to Sterling on Sunday.
This report is brought to you by SterlingWineSale.com. Wow, that wine is terrific. I got three bottles, and I'll tell you what, I'll be ordering again. Okay, let's talk about FishTube. There are several channels on YouTube that are set for the fish hobby. The biggest two are the King of DIY. He has almost 1.4 million followers on YouTube. The other one is Aquarium Co-op. An Aquarium Co-op has about 600,000 people who partake in watching videos that come out on a weekly, bi-weekly basis. I happen to be a big fan of guppies. So I go to two channels, D Gray, D space G-R-E-Y, and Mob Guppy. With two B's and two P's, I go to Mob Guppy. These are guppy specialists where you can get all sorts of information on the varieties and the breeding and all the stuff happening with guppies. FishTube is an amazing way to learn about fish. So if you have a question about how to care for a specific fish, go to YouTube. They have answers. You can find people who really know what they're doing and can give you ideas with your aquariums and your fish keeping. My goodness, talk about fun. It is the way I spend my evenings with my dog, Mr. Toots, and watching FishTube. From Maine to La Jolla to my living room, this is Sterling on Sunday Fishing Report. I'm Deadliest Catcher, Velo Hool.
Oh, how did that happen? How is it possible that I have a feature like that? I mean, that's not normal.
So growing up, I went to a very she summer camp, very she private school, all this stuff. And I was very public, public school. I was the public school scholarship kid. And one day when we were going to camp, I was very upset. I said to my father, I was like, Dad, everybody goes to these fancy places when summer is over. They go to St. Bart's, they go to St. Tropez. I was like, we go to Jones Beach, Dorney Park, if we're lucky, you know, a two-door Ford Explorer from 1991. One of the doors doesn't open, the windows you have to slap down, the radio was stolen, and the engine you have to disconnect every time you park it type of beat. And he was like, listen, don't stress. This is what you tell them. You tell these kids you go on vacation in the Isles of Gristides. This is Gristides, a supermarket chain in New York. He said, these kids, they'll never know it's a supermarket because they don't go to supermarkets. Just tell them you'll be in the Isles. And so that's what I did.
Oh my gosh. He is the funniest guy. I've got to get him on my show. I will now spend a day, because it will always take a day, I will track him down. This is the time of year when my wife and I, before we were married, actually went to Monaco, to Saint-Tropez. And I have to tell you, Monaco is the most remarkable place I've ever been. I can't wait to go back. That won't happen until we no longer have children living with us, because it seems they insist on living with us. But I'll tell you this about Monaco. There are two things you need to know. The car takes diesel. I will share why that's so important coming up in just seconds. The car takes diesel. And the other thing is, reserve a seat on the beach. Now, what I'm about to tell you, if you've been to the Jersey Shore, you've been to the beaches in California, you won't believe what I'm about to tell you. If you want a chair on the beach in Monaco, You have to reserve it the day before because every chair is owned by a restaurant that has the chairs. The restaurants own the chairs. They own the beach. Each restaurant owns a certain section of the beach. This is the best deal in the free world. These are not great beaches, but they're great beaches. It's hard to explain. They're the best beaches you've ever been to, but they're not great beaches. But there is one thing, and it's a reason to hate a French guy. If you know any French guys, this is why you should hate them. Imagine you're in college in Monaco, maybe even Saint-Tropez, a town over, and you're in college, and you're sitting next to Gigi, and Gigi's beautiful, beautiful girl. And you'd like to see Gigi naked. You lean over to Gigi and you say, Gigi, would you like to go to the beach today? And Gigi goes, oh, I enjoy the beach. Thank you, Francois. You and Gigi go to the beach in Monaco. You lie down on a towel. And what happens? Gigi takes off her clothes. These are topless beaches. Every woman on those beaches is topless. And you're the French guy sitting next to Gigi, and now she's topless. And what did you have to do to get her topless? Did you have to do what you have to do in New Jersey or Michigan? No. Or Missouri? No. In Missouri, what do you have to do to get a girl naked on the beach? You have to promise her 18 dinners, and here's my gold American Express card. You know, go to Saks, buy whatever you want. In France, all you have to do is say, Gigi, do you want to go to the beach? And she says, yes, it is a nice day. You go to the beach, she takes off her clothes because they are topless beaches. Every woman on those beaches is naked. That is the primary reason to hate French guys. Not because they know how to speak French, and you will never know how to speak French the way they do, ever. They will never accept you as a Frenchman because of the way you speak French, which is terrible. No, the reason I hate French guys is all they have to do to get a girl naked is to go to the beach. I'm Walter M. Sterling. I have a lot more for you. Amazing information about the fact that Midnight Misfits are more successful than people who are not Midnight Misfits. Is that what you've been waiting to hear? I have that information for you. Plus the usual edition, drive-through brew, and Vic Ferrari and his New York City police detective stories. Sterling on Sunday.
Who was this man? What was it? Others looked at radio and saw a gadget.
Walter M. Sterling
looked at radio and saw a household possession capable of enriching the lives of millions.
Join the Walter M. Sterling Club.
Sterling on Sunday weather from Boston to La Jolla. This is Dr. Dave. We had a very pleasant Easter and Passover over much of the country today, and we still have months before summer, but you'd never know it in some spots. Much warmer than average temperatures in the west and central U.S. And we'll have to talk about elevated wildfire risks. The southwest to upper Midwest will see temperatures 15 to 25 degrees above normal, and temperatures in the upper 90s to over 100 in parts of California, Arizona, and Nevada. These warm to hot temperatures combined with dry soils and low relative humidities and gusty winds leads to high potentials for wildfire weather. This is true for parts of Montana down to the Four Corners region of Utah, Arizona, Colorado, and New Mexico. But we've got showers and thunderstorms in other parts of the country, and we'll have more about that in my next report. I'm Dr. Dave Iser, staff meteorologist for Sterling on Sunday. Next, weather at 6 and 36 past every hour on Sterling on Sunday.
I'm Rachel Goldstein Shabazz, and this is the Give Back edition of The Usual Edition. Tonight, we focus on how to give back to the community. Blind Jim, how do they give back in Sweden?
Always looking for our international neighbors for guidance, we go to Sweden.
We have a huge homelessness problem in Gothenburg. It's one of the worst cities to live in. It's actually the worst city to live in if you're homeless or socially excluded.
As a blind man, the homeless don't bother me. I don't see the problem.
Our primary concern is with dolphins and whales. We have solved species discrimination in the sea. Now our job is to give homeless whales and porpoises homes. That coming up.
Our usual edition is brought to you by a generous grant from Chemical Runoff. Wondering what that stuff is? It's what makes your plants grow extra big. Chemical Runoff is patriotic and good for our economy.
My neighborhood has thousands of swimming pools. Oddly, rich people never ever swim in their swimming pools. We now donate our pools to Ocean Life, a pool for every dolphin to protect them from beer cans, sunscreen, and runaway floaties. I'm Rachel Goldstein Shabazz reporting.
No one else can see all of your flaws. It's sabotage. It's sabotage. No one else can see all of your flaws. It's sabotage.
You know,
it's sabotage.
They put that together before the trouble in Florida, in Tampa, where there's a giant holding area that looks like a reservoir. But it's really just sticks and stones built up so high that it becomes a reservoir. And in it is crud, terrifying green crud, all kinds of chemicals all in one place. And now it might spill out into Tampa Bay. Whoa. And now they're telling people who live around it to leave. Just get out now. Don't ask questions. Just leave. Well, no matter where you live in America, there's something like that nearby. You think you're safe. You think it's okay. There's something like that right nearby. It could be in the air. It could be a large animal that's being kept in a cage that you don't know anything about. There's always something lurking. Never think that you're safe. Never think that you're safe, right? All right, my Midnight Misfits, here's the great news. The way to become successful in any company, any organization, is to break the rules. The most successful people are the ones who break the rules. The reason for this is that if you're a rule breaker, you are noticed. People know you, and they translate your breaking the rules with bravery. Who do you want running a company? Somebody who conforms or somebody who breaks the rules? That's what I've always said. Well, it was turned into a real study, and I posted on my Walter M. Sterling Facebook page, a real study that shows exactly what I've been saying all along. If you break the rules, your chances of being successful are far greater because you are noticed and you are successful, and people who break the rules are leaders. I detest and have always detested people who copy. In any industry, there are people who, well, you know, I copied this. This was done in Denver. The way they did it was in Denver. And in the radio industry, they're always copying stations in Denver. I don't know how it got to be that way. But I promise you, if I sit in a programming meeting with very serious people, grown-ups with the research studies, they're going to say, well, you know, our station in Denver. I'm like, oh, no, please don't tell me about Denver. Q103.9 in Denver found that this rotation of songs is the most successful possible. No, no, please don't talk to me about Denver. There's nothing about Philadelphia, Kansas City, St. Louis that has anything to do with Denver. Nothing. I was in Denver once. I got the worst cold of my life. I have no interest in going back there. Oh, my God. I went back there so long ago. It really was a Wild West town. But we'll talk more in just seconds about the ability to be successful by breaking the rules, because you are a midnight misfit. You don't fit in, and it's okay. This is Sterling on Sunday. I'm Walter Sterling, and I've been telling you about Harry's and how they are not like other razor companies. Harry's is delivering their sharpest blade ever right now, and they aren't raising prices. These new blades are so sharp that in a study with men shaving four times a week, they reported that the new Harry's blade on their eighth shave is as smooth as the first. Harry's owns a German factory that's been honing razor blades for over 100 years. They source their steel from Sweden and own the entire manufacturing process from research to the factory floor. This allows them to keep prices low. They have a great introductory offer that I want you to take advantage of right now at harrys.com. It's all you need for a great shave. For $5, that's right, $5, and free shipping, you will receive a weighted rubberized handle, 5-blade razor cartridge foaming gel, and travel blade cover. Go to harrys.com, and get the $5 kit right now.
Sterling on Sunday.
Highlands Flexmore Arthritis Medicine. About 2 weeks ago, I realized there was something different about my body. I realized that, what is that? My thumbs didn't hurt at all. And I had been taking Highlands Flexmore medicine for about 2 months. Flexmore has done so much to help me with my arthritis. If you are tired of feeling pain every day, not being able to do what you deserve to do, what you want to do, you need to get Flexmore from Highlands. For over 15 years, arthritis pain has been slowly taking me over, as it has for 54 million Americans. I did not want to try something new for fear of side effects. I discovered with Flexmore, Highlands' new arthritis medicine, it helps ease my muscles and joint pain, as well as stiffness and cramping. And best of all, they have designed it with an easy-to-take-off cap and no stupid cotton inside. I love how it's made with natural active ingredients, which are tough on pain, gentle on my body. This means that you can safely complement your prescription medications with no side effects. Go to Highlands.com, H-Y-L-A-N-D-S, Highlands.com/arthritis, or pick it up at CVS, Walgreens, or other fine retailers. Flexmore Medicine. F-L-E-X-M-O-R-E. It's made by Highlands. It is a natural medicine to help ease arthritis pain. It has worked for me. My thumbs don't hurt anymore. Highlands.com. Take control over your arthritis pain. Get rid of it.
Sterling on Sunday.
Sunday is treat day.
All right, 888-688-WALT, 888-688-WALT. I have Vic Ferrari and his New York City police detective stories coming up just for you. There's no other radio show like this, thank God. We should be grateful for small things. I have been fascinated for years about people like you and me, people who don't fit in. We don't fit in. That's why we get along. We listen to the radio. I'm 14 inches away from this microphone. You're 14 inches away from the speaker. This is an unusual bonding experience. But the major reason it's an unusual bonding experience is that we're not normal. We are not normal in any way. Nobody listening to the radio at 12:17 at night on the East Coast, 9:17 on the West Coast. It's not normal. It's not normal behavior on a Sunday night. We're going to work on the third shift, going to work on the second shift. Normal people go to work at 8 in the morning. And they're in sales. My gosh, we're in sales. They're filling out sales reports tomorrow. They're very anxious to get going. We get things done in our own way, but we're not going to fill out any reports. The last thing in the world you and I are going to do is fill out a report. It's not normal or comfortable to us. We break rules all day, but the most successful people are the ones who break rules, because you and I look at rules differently. I'm going to tell you something you won't believe. Normal people, day people, look at rules and think, those are for me. I'm going to conform to those rules. Aren't those fantastic? you and I look at those rules and go, aren't those stupid? They cut down on my potential. They prevent me from being who I can be and what I can contribute to this organization, whether it's an organization of one or 10,000. But a rule is something to be done away with, because a rule happened in the past. Whoever wrote that rule wrote it for a situation and time that was long ago. To us, long ago can be yesterday, but usually it's many, many years ago. And they just don't apply. They're stupid. There's a better way to do things, and it's in our head. That's the way to do things. But these rules, they keep getting in the way. Turns out we're right. Turns out actual scientists, not the ones who studied the COVID virus or the mask, but actual scientists have determined that the rules are stupid. They're not okay. Judy in Dallas, welcome to Sterling on Sunday. Why are you calling me twice?
Because I'm a rule breaker.
God bless you, Judy. You have another stupid joke?
I do.
What is it, Judy? What is it?
Hey, why was the Easter Bunny sad?
Oh, why was the Easter Bunny sad?
Because he had a bad hair day.
He had a bad hair. Who found us on WBAP, Kevin Graham's radio station. Kevin Graham and I are Facebook friends. Program director Kevin Graham. Judy calls in once a week. It's a very special holiday. We've let her call in twice to tell us a terrible joke. These are dad jokes. These are not quality jokes, not Jerry Seinfeld jokes, not going to be allowed on any other station. But I look at it and like, why not? It's 20 minutes past the hour. Late at night? Why not? I love her. And the reason I love her is that she has a little tiny challenge speaking clearly. No, she's not drunk, nor is she old. She's a young woman. But what I love about her is that she is fearless. She has a joke to tell, and darn it, she's going to tell it. And anybody who goes on the radio has a certain level of fearlessness that I respect. I have a 9-year-old who has a condition called apraxia. And apraxia makes it difficult to talk. But not for her. Not for her. She's going to talk. No matter what, my 9-year-old's going to talk and talk and talk and talk. And I love her for it. That's what makes her special. Let me just pull up something on my computer here. Talk amongst yourselves. Okay. Let's see. Did I do that right? I don't know. What's it say? One. No, I got to do this. Hold on. There you go. Laura in Darlington, Maryland. Welcome to Sterling on Sunday. Hello, Laura.
Oh, hey. Well, this is an absolute pleasure because I drive home every evening. I get off at 10 p.m. I'm usually on the road by 11. And I listen to you every evening. But I did want to share something that, and I'm going to be 70 years old in June, so I'm up there in age, and my kids, who I love dearly, who turned out to be three great kids, had Easter baskets until they were almost in their 20s.
Yes.
Because they all stayed at home, lived with me, went on their own at a certain age, and it was in their 20s. But I literally got more pleasure out of preparing the special little goodies that they would like, certain candies, certain little things, and I throw in a little tchotchke, a little gift, something that I know during the year I heard that they wanted, so I put it in the basket. But what I did was, as I said, until they were almost in their 20s, prepare three baskets, all decked out with all the colors and everything, and put them on the steps. And as I said, three kids, so it was one basket for each step at the base of our staircase. And I would hide the eggs, and each of them would have 12 eggs, a dozen eggs, and they'd have the color green, one like purple and the other one like yellow. So, and I did this until one day my oldest son said, you know, Mom, do you know that you don't have to do this anymore for us? And I was so upset, quietly upset.
Yes.
Because I didn't want to, you know, I said, really?
Right.
I said, you guys don't want to do this anymore? Except my other two children said, we don't mind. And that's what I did for many, many years with my kids.
Well, you're right.
So I don't know how many.
You're right. And my mother-in-law is wrong. The fact is that at Easter, if you want to give your kids, regardless of their age, proper gifts, why not? I appreciate the call. Thank you very much for calling. 888-688-9258. I'm fighting with the microphone. I'm fighting with the cords. I don't know. Maybe one day we'll bring an engineer into the laundry room. Barry, welcome to Sterling on Sunday at 888-688-WALT. Hi, Barry.
Yeah, hi.
Hi.
Well, at the beginning of every hour, we hear that some guys say that he thinks radio will enrich the lives of millions. And last week I asked you, did you know who that guy is? And you said you did not know, but you said you could find out. Did you find out who that guy is?
It was Easter. The kids were home all week. My life was hell. So the answer is no, and thank you for calling.
We know.
Oh, my God. What I have to put up with is unbelievable. 888-688-WALT, 888-688-9258. I love talking to you. We have the best time on the phone, don't we? And but I do know who says weirdos. That's my 9-year-old. She's the one who says weirdos. But the interesting thing about the 9-year-old and having a speech challenge, I like to call it a speech challenge because she's always overcoming the speech challenge, is that it's not a challenge to her. And she doesn't think of herself as a special needs kid. She thinks of herself as needing to speak. She has to communicate with her friends. She has to get her toys. These are my toys. Look at this. She's gifted. She's a genius at making friends. And nobody is ever going to feel sorry for this kid because she's decided no one should feel sorry for her. The labels we put on things is often unfortunate. And she's gifted because she's gifted because she knows how to instantly make you her friend. That's her gift. She knows how to make you her friend. 888-688-WALT, live on the radio on a Sunday night. Who else is doing this? You think the bonds show is on doing this? The annuity show? What is an annuity? No, I really don't know what an annuity is, and that's why we have no money. That's why we have no money. I am so grateful to David Yagdaroff, to Spike Eskin, James Montague. These are great people who help make this show. Mike McVeigh and Chris Olivero. These are the people who help make this show work every single week, and I am so grateful to you.
James.
I was in a situation, James Parker, who does Florida Stories, that we love. All right, it's 27 past the hour, 28 past the hour. I was in a horrible situation this week where I had to be on a nominating committee to get somebody into a Hall of Fame, not a sports Hall of Fame, a radio Hall of Fame. And these were incredibly talented people, not like me, incredibly gifted hosts and disc jockeys. But I was up against a terrible decision, which was this person allegedly took payola. This person allegedly hit a woman. And this person was involved in a grand jury trial of a murder. And I said, well, you know, if anybody hit a woman, allegedly, it got to the point of a trial that they hit a woman, I have no interest in perpetuating their career or their quote-quote success. I feel the same way about that Vinnie Brown. I mean, that Brown guy who, that's his name, the Brown guy who was with Whitney Houston. And I mean, like, really? He's still allowed to sell tickets? This guy hit Whitney Houston. He's still allowed to sell tickets? I'm a little confused about that. I think pretty much if you hit a woman, you're done. That's it. You don't get to do anything else. You don't get to sell concert tickets. You don't get to sell albums. Your albums need to be pulled out of circulation, and you're done. Because I have three daughters. But even if I didn't have three daughters, like, what? It's like, what? Oh, my God. It's Easter. Happy Easter. I'm Walter M. Sterling. It's a three-hour network radio show heard coast to coast. And you and I can stay in touch on my Facebook page, Walter M. Sterling, S-T-E-R, Walter M. Sterling Facebook page. There are things you will see there you will never see anyplace else. This is Sterling on Sunday.
Live from an all-American laundry room, it's Sterling on Sunday.
Your Sterling on Sunday weather from Boston to La Jolla. This is Dr. Dave. Aside from some patchy snows in the Rocky Mountains, things are pretty tranquil in the weather department for Monday. But on Tuesday and especially Wednesday, we get a squall line developing with embedded thunderstorms in the Minneapolis area stretching all the way down to the Texas Panhandle, and it's going to be moving eastward. These showers produce heavy thunderstorms through St. Louis, Springfield, Missouri, Little Rock, Arkansas, Shreveport, Louisiana, and Lufkin, Texas. Elsewhere, the Big Apple will see 65-degree high temperatures tomorrow and Tuesday, with clouds moving in towards week's end. On the other hand, Fairbanks, Alaska set a record for daily snowfall yesterday with 7 inches of Saturday snow. A cold week is ahead there, and through much of Alaska, we're going to see highs only around 10 degrees. In Fairbanks. Otherwise, have a great Easter. This is Dr. Dave Iser, staff meteorologist for Sterling on Sunday. Next weather at 6 and 36 past every hour, right here on Sterling on Sunday.
You're a dinosaur, Sipowicz.
I'm a dinosaur.
You jeopardize that collar because it sticks in your throat on first grade.
It sticks in my throat, how you got it?
Every white guy in the department with second grade thinks he should have gotten my grade promotion. Half of you guys think I got it on my back.
Hey, Walter, let me tell you a great story I'm working on. So early in my NYPD career, I was on patrol in the Riverdale section of the Bronx when my partner and I got flagged down by two young nuns, dressed head to toe in their habits and everything. And they were quite upset, and they had gotten their vehicle towed. What had happened was they had taken Mother Superior's car without her permission, came down to the Bronx and went on a shopping spree and inadvertently parked it in a parking lot, and the owner of the parking lot had them towed. So if you've ever had your car towed in New York City, you know these tow guys are not very cooperative. I put the nuns in the car, I took them over there, and the guy wanted $100 for the tow and $25 a day for storage. So the nuns didn't have any cash. I went to an ATM, I withdrew the money, and I lent them the money. And they couldn't have been more thankful, and we'll pay you back, you pay you back. And I said, no, don't worry about it. She insisted, give me your phone number. I said, okay. I thought nothing of it until about a week later. I was living with my parents, and my father says, hey, Sister Samantha called. And I said, okay, Dad. And, you know, I'm not biting. And my father goes, Sister Samantha. And I go, Dad? I go, she's not black, she's a nun. And he goes, well, Vic, I don't care who you date. Wait, what did you say? So if you've ever lent money to somebody, you know what a pain in the ass it is to get it back. So after a series of cryptic phone calls, I had to go to a park in Westchester County that was near the convent where I found Sister Samantha sitting on a park bench by herself reading a book. I came over. It was like a CIA dead drop. She couldn't have been more thankful, and I gave her the $100. And I said, will you pray for me? She goes, I certainly will. And that's a story from my new book, Grand Theft Auto, the NYPD's Auto Crime Division.
It's Easter, which means renewal. And our country is filled with thousands, maybe millions of people who would like to have their lives renewed. And this is a very special group of people. These are people who are transgender, people who were born different than they realized that they wanted to become. These are men and women who are thinking about becoming a different sex or neither sex or both sexes. And the beauty of our country is that today, both our culture and our technology and our medicine allows them to do it. I've studied this a lot, and I have many friends, and my kids have many friends, who are part of the trans community. And I'm not going to sit here and tell you specifically what you need to do to be supportive, but one of the phrases that comes up over and over again is that these people are brave. And let me suggest to you that they are not brave. They are essential. They look at life differently. They have come to a realization after months or years or decades that they are not comfortable with how they were born. And they would like to adopt a different identity and take the steps to make that happen because in their mind, and this is the key, they have no choice. It's less an act of bravery than it is an act of necessity. It's so obvious in their minds that this transition must happen, that it must happen. And what they look for are people around them, both professional people and friends and social people who will support it. And every day there are a few more people they can find who will support it. But it's a tough thing to find. First, it's tough to say, I want to do this because I have to do this, that I identify differently than the way I was born. It's a challenge to be able to just say that. Now, I want you to remember how far we've come or not. Up until the 1950s, if you were born left-handed, let's just think about that. If you were born left-handed, all of society wanted you to change to your right hand. If you went to Catholic school, you had to learn how to write with your right hand. This messed up millions of kids. Millions. It's my mother, who was born left-handed, would go to public school, and they tried to make her write right-handed. Finally, her mother had to go into the school and say, you are not to do that. Do not make her write with her right hand. It made my mother nervous. She couldn't do it. Fortunately, her mother, my grandmother, her mother was a nurse, was a registered nurse, and had the technical gravitas to be able to say, do not do that to my daughter. Now, that's just being left-handed. When I was in school, there were no speech pathologists. If you could not speak clearly, you were slow. If you could not read, there was no ADHD. There was no difficulties in reading. There were no inherent genetic problems with reading. You were just stupid. And you were put in the slow class or a special ed school with bars on the window. That wasn't that long ago. That wasn't that long ago. Now we're at a point in time where there are young men, older women, young women who identify differently than how they were born. And what they need most is kindness, respect, and somebody who will listen and not judge and say things like, well, you're a guy and now you're a woman. Well, you're a very pretty woman. No, they don't need that judgment. They just need to be listened to and accepted. That is the greatest gift. Somebody who is a trans person, that is the greatest gift that you can give them. It doesn't really need to be more complicated non-binary, don't identify with one or the other. I think one of the greatest gifts, I know this will sound silly, that the trans community has given us is the slow progression of getting rid of men and women restrooms in public areas. Because now it's easier for all of us to go to the bathroom. That's a good thing. They have more options. We have more options. It's a good thing. But this is a community that still suffers tremendous abuse. They don't have the support from the medical community. They don't have enough medical facilities. They get beaten up by their partners. They get beaten up by thugs on the street. And all they want to do is be listened to and to be allowed to be who they are. And I urge you, if you know anybody who's going through a transition, who would like to change their pronouns, support it, let it, listen to them. I'm Walter M. Sterling. The name of this show is Sterling on Sunday. And my phone number on Easter is 888-688-9258, 888-688-9258. This is Sterling on Sunday. Highlands Flexmore Arthritis Medicine. About 2 weeks ago, I realized there was something different about my body. I realized that, what is that? My thumbs didn't hurt at all. And I had been taking Highlands Flexmore medicine for about 2 months. Flexmore has done so much to help me with my arthritis. If you are tired of feeling pain every day, not being able to do what you deserve to do, what you want to do, you need to get Flexmore from Highlands. For over 15 years, arthritis pain has been slowly taking me over, as it has for 54 million Americans. I did not want to try something new for fear of side effects. I discovered with Flexmore, Highlands' new arthritis medicine. It helps ease my muscles and joint pain, as well as stiffness and cramping. And best of all, they have designed it with an easy to take off cap and no stupid cotton inside. I love how it's made with natural active ingredients, which are tough on pain, gentle on my body. This means that you can safely complement your prescription medications with no side effects. Go to Highlands.com, H-Y-L-A-N-D-S, Highlands.com/arthritis, or pick it up at CVS, Walgreens, or other fine retailers. Flexmore Medicine, F-L-E-X-M-O-R-E. It's made by Highlands. It is a natural medicine to help ease arthritis pain. It has worked for me. My thumbs don't hurt anymore. Highlands.com. Take control over your arthritis pain. Get rid of it.
Let's go, go. Let's go, go, go with Chip Oswald.
Now back to America's favorite network radio program, Sterling on Sunday.
All right, 888-688-9258. 888-688-9258 with Walter Sterling. Happy Easter. Talking about rising to become who you were meant to be. And one of the best movements that's taken place in our lifetime in the past 10 years especially is the fact that the transgender community is being recognized. However, in order for them to be successfully recognized, successful in our culture, integrated as a worker among workers, we have to do our job. And it's very easy to say, well, they're very brave, the people who have come out as transgender. And I would suggest to you something else. I would suggest that they're not very brave. In their minds, they view this as absolutely essential. They've thought about it for months or years or decades, and this is what they need to do because this is who they are. And if you don't know what pronouns to use, he, she, her, she, him, listen first. It is suggested by GLAAD, if you're unsure which pronouns a person uses, listen first to the pronoun other people use when referring to them. Someone who knows the person well will probably use the correct pronoun. If you must ask which pronoun to use, start with your own. For example, hi, I'm Alex, I'm Walter, and I use the pronouns he and him. What about you? Then use the person's pronoun and encourage others to do so. Don't ask, and boy, this is an easy mistake to make, I'm sure. Don't ask a transgender person what their real name is. For some transgender people, being associated with their birth name is a tremendous source of anxiety, or is simply a part of their life they wish to leave behind. They have gone through tremendous decisions to decide, I'm going to leave my, quote, real name behind. Respect it. Understand the difference between coming out as a lesbian or gay or bisexual or coming out as transgender. Coming out to other people as lesbian or gay or bisexual is typically seen as revealing a truth that allows other people to know your authentic self. The LGB community places great importance and value on the idea of being out in order to be happy and whole. When a transgender person is transitioned and is living their life as their authentic self, that is their truth. The world now sees them as who they truly are. Be careful about confidentiality, disclosure, and outing. Respect the terminology a transgender person uses to describe their identity. Be patient with a person who is questioning or exploring their gender identity. There it is. Be patient. This is all new to most people. It's new to the person who's doing the transitioning, and it's new to you. And as I would suggest that while it is obvious and essential to a person who's going through the transition, it is necessary to them. It's what they must do. The bravery is on the part of those around them. Their doctors, their lawyers, their accountants, their partners, their parents, their friends, their employers. That's where there's bravery. Because in order for the person to successfully transition, it seems to me, in my opinion, they need a lot of support. And no sarcasm, no winks, no looking the other way. They need somebody, they need people who always support them, always. That's your job. That's my job. I've thought a lot about the life that a transgender person has. First, they spent days, months, years alone in bed thinking about what they needed to do to get comfortable with who they are. They got to a point where this had to happen. They had to make a transition in order to go to the next day. Not the next step, the next day. And once they got to that point, all their fears, all their concerns probably fell away, and this is what we're going to do. And then it was up to their friends and relatives to catch them and say, it's okay, we think it's fine. The pronouns you want to use, we're fine with that. You need some medical help, fine with that. Because they're still stuck often with the fact that it is often an expensive process. Well, how do I get health insurance? How do I get life insurance? How do I get a new driver's license? All of that costs money and takes a ridiculous time. Remember last time you got a driver's license, what a pain it was, how hard it was to get it? Oh, my gosh, it lapsed. I have to start from scratch. I have to bring my birth certificate to the BMV. Wait. What's a transgender person have to go through? Quite a bit. The best advice that GLAAD offers is to just listen. And you can do that. You can keep your big mouth shut for once and just listen. Can't you? My name's Walter M. Sterling, S-T-E-R. I do a live network radio show for 3 hours every Sunday night. This is a three-hour show. We cover the universe. There's no pattern to what we discuss. Follow along. Try to keep up. I am so honored to be on the radio stations that we're on, from KXNT to KFBK on the West Coast and WLOB in Maine, Bangor, Maine. By the way, the WLOB people, would you just send me some lobster? Because it costs a fortune and it's the greatest food there is. It's a remarkable food. Did I just go on network radio and say, boy, you know, lobster's a remarkable food. I really think I can do better. A prayer, please. My 18-year-old daughter is stuck in her dorm room, quarantined at Syracuse University. She can't leave because she tested COVID positive. The good news is she seems to just have a sinus infection. That seems to be the only symptom that she has. But she tested COVID positive. She'd been in quarantine off and on for months in the first semester. Crazy talk. And that's what they put her through. Can you imagine that? However, as a father, I must point out, she got really good grades. Her grades are great. Therefore, the reason that she's in college, that's working out all right. We have a terrific meteorologist at Sterling on Sunday. Dr. Dave Iser, a meteorologist, a real meteorologist. No other show on Sunday night has a live anything. Nothing. No control board operators, no console operators, nothing. No hosts, certainly no hosts. It's just you and me alone in the car. Facebook, and send me a Sterling snap. Whatever you're looking at, take a picture of it right now. Send it to me at waltermsterling@gmail, waltermsterling@gmail. I will post it on Facebook. Oh, yes, and Billy Datz's family, thank you for those pictures. Thank you very much. I love the pictures. Has this been a good Easter for you? The greatest gift you and I can be given is a request for help.
And my classroom should be as well air-conditioned as your favorite bar.
Next Sunday. All right. Right. Stay bright.